Shkoyach, Rav Rami, Luzi. It's a big sfus and a wonderful opportunity to be able to come back in the summer. You know, you see the words of the Navi, where the Navi tells us, "Le'rav lo'lechem, lo'itzama la'mayin ki l'shmayas divrei Hashem." See what it means, balabatim, that are spending most of the day working in Mufanis, banav b'nei beise, but yet, even during the summer months, months of vacation, you take out of your time, be marvitz Torah, the limelat Torah. We know that Torah is magni matzli. Torah has the tremendous potency of being magin umatzli, Gemara says. We live in a tkufa in times that we need as many schusim as we possibly could have. So maybe should be made that we should talk to be zoicha to yiratzayin, sheibana beis hamigdash v'sein chalkein v'sarah secha. I was asked to give a share today on the halachas of Hilchos Shabbos, of operating a website on Shabbos. It's a very prevalent shiloh, something which is very negeya. Many people today, they conduct their businesses via the web. So the question is someone allowed to go ahead and leave his website open on Shabbos? And like this, people who want to purchase objects and items, they want to purchase merchandise, they could buy it without the seller engaging in the business whatsoever. He could sit at home, have a Shabbos, he would go spend time with his family, go to shul, live a regular Shabbos. And yet, as his website is on, people could go ahead and purchase merchandise. So what's the halacha? Is that permissible? Is that something which is mutter? Or is that something which is frowned upon? And perhaps even a prohibition on something which is awesome. The first thing we have to think about is we know that the Gemara tells us, it's a pasuk in the Torah, the Gemara Avodah Zarah expands on it, the halacha is, you can't go ahead and cause and facilitate the recipient to go ahead and violate an essence. The classical case of the Gemara Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah, minayim la'odom, you know, a person who is makabel naziris, one of the prohibitions which are on a nazir, he's forbidden to partake and drink from wine. So Gemara says that, how do you know that a person can't go ahead and hand over to the recipient who's a nazir? How do you know you can't give him wine? Says the Gemara, because the fneiva loy sitem mechshul. It's an issue of fneiva. But says the Gemara, a caveat. Says the Gemara that one condition is necessary, which is very vital for the share today. And that is, says the Gemara, that this that we say is an Isser of Neiv Leisitei Mishol, that's only by Trey Avra the Nara. That's only if they're on two sides of the river, the recipient who's the Nazir, and the other person who has the glass of wine, the flask of wine, is only in violation of Neiv Leisitei Mishol, is only if the Nazir would not be able to retrieve the wine without him. However, says the Gemara, if it's Chad Avra the Nara, they're on the same side of the river, with even without the person handing over the wine, the nazir would have been able himself to take the wine. Says the Gemara, there's no violation of the Neiv Leisitei Mishol. This is a very, very negedic halacha. People are travel agents. And many times, you know, Mr. Goldberg from Wyoming calls up, he wants to purchase a ticket, but to his dismay, he realizes that Mr. Goldberg wants to purchase a flight scheduled on Shabbos. So the question is, for the travel agent who's a from you, is he able to sell the ticket to Mr. Goldberg in Wyoming? So on one hand, you say, how could he? With Neiv Leisitei Mishol. But one second, according to this Gemara, being that if this travel agent doesn't sell it to him, but purchase it by somebody else, that's Chad Avra Denara, that's not Shrei Avra Denara, and therefore there would not be an issue with Neiv Leisitei Mishol. I have a friend of mine, Ellie Katz in Lakewood, he sells tickets to sporting events and different events. And many times he sees that people who purchase tickets, the scheduled event, the party, whatever, the sports game is scheduled on Shabbos. The shail is he able to see the milkshot? The answer is no, he's not able to see. You know why? Because if he doesn't sell it to them, they buy it to somebody else. It's Chadav Denara, it's not Shriyam Denara.
Is that the same tomorrow that
that's
selling
out carbon to before his? Oh, that's a little bit later. It's in the second parak, but that's of Snegel of Snegel. That's also speaking of Ezara. So, a kapon of Neiv Leisitei Mishol, a chayr would only be in Yisif Klev, the Gemara is going by Shrei Avra Denara, but not by Chad Avra Denara. If a person leaves his website open on Shabbos, there should be no issue with Neiv Leisitei Mishol, because if he's not going to purchase the item from my website, he'll go ahead and purchase it by somebody else. Oh, so get to that. Very good. Now, the chayr, we must bring to the table an amazing taisis. Taisis Mesech to Shabbos and Avgimel Manal tells us that even in a case where a person is not in violation of Neiv Leisitei Mishol, because it's a case of Chad Avra Denara, says Tosfos, we have to contend with something else. The Moshe, we know on Shabbos, in order for a person to be over the Malacha D'oraisa Beitzah, There has to be two conditions which must be met. That's Akira, person has to be able to pick up the chetetz, and Hanochi has to place it down. Whether he goes from Rishus HaYadachat from a private domain to Rishus HaRabim, or Dal Ramas Rishus HaRabim, Havara. However, it says the Gemara that you must have Akira v'Hanochi. So says Tosis, what about a case? You have a person that has an object, he has a chetetz, he's standing outside, he's standing with Rishus HaRabim, he sticks his hand inside Rishus HaYadachat. He does the Akira, and he does the Hanochah as well. He places it in the hand of another person. Says Tosis, even in a case where if the recipient would have not have stuck out his hand, he would have been able to place it on the table. So therefore, there's no favor, because it's Charab Adonari. He could have put it down on the table. Says Tosis, if a person accepts it from him, although that person did the Akira and did the Hanochah, says Tosis, there's still an issue of Misayaya. He assisted somebody else. And there's a special issim in the Rabbanon that even when one is in not in violation of the Eagles, even you have to worry about Misayaya. I'm assisting somebody, I'm helping somebody. And the same thing is a din that you have to mafir somebody may Isura. Someone goes in Isra to stop him. So to also of places, Misayaya is nothing less. And every single time, even when there's no Lufnaeger, I still have to contend with the issue of Misayaya. See, so say over here, very nice, I'm not even Lufnaeger. But however, this should at least be an issue of Misayaya, because I'm definitely assisting him, because without my website being open on Shabbos, he never would have been able to purchase the item. Shach, here is Sim Kufnan Aleph. Shach says that the issue of Misayaya, that's only the Malcolm, the person, is not a Yisrael Mumma. But if he's a rebellious Jew, he's raised in an environment devoid of Torah. He's a person that routinely and deliberately violates Torah law. Says the Shach, such a person that's a Yisrael Mumar, is no Isra of Misayaya. And the Svari says this because the holding of Misayaya is in Makash, someone from doing an Isra. But the other person's not going to listen to me anyway. So there's no din of Lafusha Meisu. The same writes the Nei Yehuda. The Yehuda and the Dogon Ravava says the same thing. That the Mokim that Misayaya is Yisrael Mumar, is no Isra of Misayaya. You see, 1 second. Very nice, that's the sheet of the Shach and the Nei Yehuda. Problem is the Magen Avram and Shin Mem Zayin. When Shavuot quotes the Magen Avram clearly says that there's a violation of Misayaya even by Yisrael Mumma. So how do we pass him? It's a tremendous nafkaminus. We pass him like the Shach, person can leave his website open on Shabbos, there's no problem with Misayaya. According to the Magen Avram, even though there's no Lufnaeiver, what happened to Misayaya? So who do we pass him? We pass him like the Shach? Or do we pass him like the sheet of the Magen Avram? The motion two chuvis and the Yismosha Yaridea Chelikal Simenai and Aleph, and also in Ebenezer Chelik Dalit Simen Samach Aleph, he passes like the Shach. And not only that, says the Moshe, that even if he's a Tinnik Shanishba, he's raised in an environment devoid of Torah, it's not his fault, he's a Shogig, he's an Einus, he's raised in a place where there is no Torah, Tinnik Shanishba, says the Moshe, even in that case, we go like the Shach. You say, okay, very nice. You have a Moshe that goes like the Shach, but Lamaise said Mishnebru and Shem Tam Zayin. Mishnebru goes like the Magen Avram. So maybe you'll say, maybe I should take the high road and follow the Magen Avram because of Misayaya. Let me show you a Meridik in Marsham. The Marsham of Mishan wrote with the great Gaonim of Shadron, one of the four most preeminent Poskim halachic authorities of pre-war Europe. Zidane and Gaonim, the Marsham. Marsham ventures to say Svara, that the whole machlokes between the Shach and the Magen Avram writes to Marsham in the Chelik Beis in Kuf Chav Dalet, he says the loyshayich Israel kishet bali had vorm oisim haIsur the guf hadavar shenasim loy. The whole machlokes the Magen Avram and the Shach is only when the Isur is done to the item, to the object which I gave the person. Like the case over here, the person outside places the chayfits in the hand of the balabayas. So when the Isur is done, the guf hachayfits, then there's a machlokes the Magen Avram and the Shach. But let's see what you see in the case of an internet. It's not guf hadavar, the person sitting in the comfort of his own home, and there's somebody else in Montana that's purchasing the item. Zakti Masham and others svarim. The whole machlok is the Shach and the Magen Avram is only when the Isra is done miyad. It happens right away. But if it's not done miyad, then even the Magen Avram is moid, there's no Misayaya. So here by the internet, there's no miyad. The person already turned on his internet in the beginning of the week. There's no handling over the guf hachefetz. One could definitely venture to say that even according to the Magen Avram, according to the Shach, which Moshe Paschal like for sure, but even like the Magen Avram, it's a compelling story to say that he would agree that in this case, there's no Isra Misayaya. Right. You need a third. But Rami brought up Mishnah Be'ah, Lamed Zayin, that we know that is Exeri of Mekach Memka. So it didn't say on Shabbos, the Rabbanan enacted Exeri that one cannot conduct himself and engage in business. Rashi tells us why. Two reasons. Either it's Exeri Shami Yechtoiv, because afraid of a person's involved in business, he might come to write, because he was one of the Lamed Tes Malachis. Rashi says another pshat is, like it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the exhortation of Yeshaya Hanavi, in Sechet Secho, Shabbos is different than a weekday. And if we're afraid a person's going to be engaged in business, naturally, his speech, the way he conducts himself, is going to be the same as during the week. So the Chayr over here, you would say, that by the internet, a person doesn't have to go into the business. No one's asking him any questions. He's not talking about anything. He doesn't even know what's going on. So there's no Gzeir Shemini Yechayv. And also, there's no Mesechet Tzech. He's not even talking about it. He has no idea. He's not going to come up to Shabbos. What's happening? It's not any different than a person's phone call and he's receiving emails. But there's a Pell of Rav Kiva Eger. Rav Kiva Eger in the Tshuvisim and Kuflin test. We know that the Mechaba tells us, Pidyon HaBen. When is the Pidyon HaBen done? We know that Pidyon HaBen is done the 31st day. Not the 30th day, but the 31st day. What happens if the Pidyon HaBen falls out on Shabbos? Chabbis says Shulamites ain't paid in the Shabbos. You can't do bidding aben in Shabbos. Why? Because it's like a transaction. It's mekach memka. Even if you want to learn, it's a pre-ischoy. Let's go pashas. Let's go simple. Bidding aben. It's a mekach memka, and therefore it's exero, and therefore it's included in that iser and ain't paid in the Shabbos. Iser b'kibeg a gavaldig a kash. Let's have bidding aben on Shabbos. What's the problem? The transfer of the money. Why don't you go over to the kohen Friday afternoon, give him hey salam, and tell him I'm giving you the money now. That the pidyon should be chal Shabbos morning, and then we could have a suda, we could celebrate pidyon aben Shabbos morning. What's the problem? And an amazing tshuva, in a celebrating ruling, the kiveiga passes halacha lemaisa, that a person cannot go ahead and stipulate a condition, stipulate a tonight between a buyer and a seller, and make a condition of a transaction that we're doing something now that it should be chal on Shabbos. We're having everything set up beforehand. I'm making an automatic payment to the bank, let's say. I'm sending out the money on Friday. Or every single month, I already scheduled that every month on Shabbos, it's going to be chal. Says Rabbi Kivega to make a kinyan before Shabbos, that it should be chal on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Kivega, that's michal l'gzer, mekach memka. And that's why he came up with the amen on Shabbos. You tell Rabbi Kivega. So you say, 1 second, we took care of Naiva. We took care of Misayeya, but Rami brought up the point of mekach memka. And even though they are not doing anything, what about Shuvas of Kivega? Is the Kivega accepted? The mice, if you look, the Shuvas Hadeshim, when he asks his kasha, why don't you do a Pidyon HaBen and stipulate with the Kohen, here's the money on Friday, it should be Chal on Shabbos, the Shuvas Hadeshim doesn't say the Kivega's issue. The Shuvas Hadeshim preceded the Kivega, he says because they're a technical problem. In a Chanami, it's a Kinyon on Shabbos, there's no issue. But what we're really worried about, he says, is because he won't be able to make the brachas. Because to make the brachas when I gave the money on Friday, it's not the 31st day. It's like, can't recite the brachas. To make it on Shabbos, I didn't do anything on Shabbos. So the Mele says in Shumas Adeshin, since you can't make the brachas, and we want you to be able to make the brachas, that's why it's up to Shumas Adeshin not to do it. Again, the Marsham, the Das Torah, the Marshag and Kuf Yitzayim, the Chalukah Nib Kivega. What did I do? I didn't do anything. The Din of Mekach Memka is when I go ahead and I facilitate, I engage. I'm doing business. I'm doing commerce. I'm doing something. Here, I'm not doing anything. And therefore, the chaluk mashaga is a tshuva by vending machines. A person has, let's say, vending machines. He has, let's say, in hospitals in different places. The person puts in money to purchase an item. Over there, the seller's not doing anything. So the mashag, that's my third. There's no problem. I mekach memka. The seller's not engaging in business. This is only gzeri sham yichlev. What gzeri sham yichlev? I'm not going to come to write. I don't even know what's happening. But maybe tonight we could say that by the case of operating a website in Shabbos, even if Kivega is maybe it's smarter. You know why? Because if I'm already true from the Avnei Nezer, the Avnei Nezer in Simon and Aleph asks a bomb of a cash in Kivega. Shulchan Aruch tells us in Rishon Beis that the halacha is place in my person Friday afternoon could turn on a sprinkler. Allow the water to flow into the garden to water the grass. A person, let's say, wants to put up food before Shabbos. Okay, you have to fulfill the rabbanic requirements of having a blech, because the Shem Shemichata, but there's no issue in having, let's say, food on the fire before Shabbos with a blech. Okay, I mean, there's different halachas. You have to be careful. You can't stir it. You can't take it over. Don't slowly cook. But there's a din that you're allowed to perform halachas before Shabbos, even though it's going to finish on Shabbos. You can have the water sprinkled, turned on a minute before Shabbos, even though it's watering the grass. So yes, the Adnei Neza, how does Rabbi Kivego come up with such a chiddush that I can't make a condition to a seller and a buyer that they can't stipulate between one and another that we should make the kinyan before Shabbos and should be chal on Shabbos? Why is it any different than a person starting malacha before Shabbos and it continues into Shabbos? What's the chiluk? What's the nafka mina? Says the Adnei Neza, I'll tell you the difference. And with this Adnei Neza, as you saw, the chur, we can pull it back into the internet. The Adnei Neza writes, the chol malachis, nasis me'aleim b'Shabbos, vein tzarech oid la'odom. Says the Adnei Neza, a big difference. By the case when I put on the sprinkler, even if the person's mace, the person dies, if the water is going to continue to flow and irrigate and water the gub, it's not going to stop. By a Kenyan, if they stipulated that the Kenyan should be chal on Shabbos, if one of them are mace, if one of them passes away before Shabbos morning comes, the Kenyan's buckled. So says the Adnei Neza, being that you need both players here, you both have to be alive. So you see that they're still doing something? That's when Kivega said it was a problem. Where everything's happening on its own, so the Adnei Neza and Rabbi Kivega would agree. So here by the internet, there's no seller b'chal. He's sitting by his Shabbos table, he's singing his mirrors, he's going to shul, he's not engaged b'chal whatsoever. So like this Adnei Neza, we could say that even Rabbi Kivega would be masking that over here, even Rabbi Kivega would agree that you're not in violation of having a kinyan in chal on Shabbos, being that the seller's not doing anything. The Gemara Bava Tzvi in Ches tells us that there's an issur of Schar Shabbos, Chavish Shinvot. Over here, by Schar Shabbos, it's even if it's a passive income, person's not doing anything. Even if it's a permitted income, person has a rental. He rents something. So the din is that he can't take Schar Shabbos unless it's done by Avlod. It's taken as one lump. The person hires a waiter for Shabbos. So if he does some work before Shabbos, he's hired as one lump sum. That the job is not just for the work that he does on Shabbos, so the work that he did prior to Shabbos, or the work that he does after Shabbos, together with the work that he does on Shabbos, it's one higher job, it's by blood and it's mutter. But wages for Shabbos itself is an issur Schar Shabbos. So you say, very nice, we took care of Lufneiva. We took care of Misayeya, even according to the Magen Avraham. He said that even according to the Kivayger of Mecca Chomenica, you don't have. And of course, according to the Marsham and according to the Marsham. But even according to the Kivayger, there's no problem with Mecca Chomenica. But you say, how are we going to get, what about Schar Shabbos? The person at the end of the day, he's receiving payment for an item that he sold on Shabbos. So why isn't he in violation of the Issa Melacha, the Rabbanon, of receiving payment for Shabbos? Chavit Shinchav Gimel. Dal, beginning of Simon. He tells us a case that a person could go ahead and purchase an item on Shabbos. Pelvig Machavit. Gives you guidelines. The person wants to buy something on Shabbos. The person wants to buy a soda. Let's say challah that he needs for the Shabbos meal. He wants to buy certain items from the store. The Mechaber tells you certain guidelines how to be able to purchase items on Shabbos. How do you do that? The Shulchan Aruch says don't mention the shame either. Don't mention the dollar amount. Don't measure its weight. Let's do something different than a normal seller and buyer. You don't do it the normal way, kederach ha-moichrim, so then it's permitted to go ahead and purchase an item on Shabbos. You don't mention the weight and the price. So in canteens and kim, a lot of them, they sell sodas. Soda tickets. What happened to Schar Shabbos? What's the Shabbos Mechaba? It's a Pal Mechaba. There's a Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Gimel. He says, there's a way how to purchase items on Shabbos. There's no Issur Schar Shabbos. How do you reconcile that? What happened to Schar Shabbos? Listen to a revolutionary breakthrough from the Tehillah of David. Rabbi Yehuda, Simon and Al said the same thing. The Tehillah of David says, you know what the Pshat is? He says, the Isser of Schar Shabbos is only an Isser when a person is paying for this man of Shabbos. But when a person purchases an item or an object, he's not paying for Shabbos. He's paying for the Guf HaDavar. He's paying for the Chepetz. A person buys a soda. There, he's not paying for Shabbos. Even if he would have bought the same soda Sunday, also would have cost the money. When I hire a waiter, I rent a car, I rent the hotel room. So over here, I'm paying for this man of Shabbos. That's what is in Mr. Schar Shabbos. When I'm buying a chayfetz, there's no Mr. Schar Shabbos. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you follow a certain pattern of not mentioning the Shem Nidah, the Shem Domim, you can buy something on Shabbos. The lady who do is ask a shadow to want to keep a mikvah open Friday night. So the lady said, go to the mikvah. But what do you mean, what happened to Schar Shabbos? Academic take payment for the mikvah. So the Noyibida says, what do you mean? For the wood itself, the demeits and the firewood, that you can take payment for. So Bahavla, we can also charge for the rechitzim. Mamash like the Tehillah David. The Isser Schar Shabbos is only when you're paying for the Zman of Shabbos, but you're not paying for the Zman. So him on the internet, he's telling a person the item. It wouldn't be an issue, a violation of Schar Shabbos. Oh, so then you do have law. Right, so you have to come out. I think that's what they do by hotel. They rent it out from like Friday afternoon till Sunday. Right?
So you do a
shot for the guy, yourself. Oh, so good. Okay, that's also good. So most of the time, it's
some places do that. They in the fine text they put in that you have a right to cancel the guy at any point in time. So to say it wasn't really Cal until the end, but then try to work with that.
But isn't it always the guy's there before Shabbos?
No, sometimes someone checks in Shabbos morning,
and he doesn't leave. But doesn't say
usually. Usually, it's a 24-hour rental. So
right, so good.
You have a problem when it comes to younger, and it comes to
right, unless we'll stay a little bit after younger. Have them stay less
younger. If someone's taking one day, they also put language in there that someone's checking in. But the problem is they don't really tell the guy. They tell the guy, really, you can stay the next day.
Very good.
But they don't tell the guy that, because then the guy will take it and we'll stay there. Yeah.
Is there a reason to go above and beyond the websites?
So far, we don't really see any reason for that. We're trying to go through every step. Maybe we'll find something. If they were silver, we don't have. Mechamemka, we don't have. Chashabas, we don't have. What about?
There's a shulte donation.
You don't have to worry about someone who's not rebellious because by nature, he's on the one ticket for rebellion.
Automatically, he's a Mechal Shabbos. So
rather than someone who's a normal.
Usually we could assume that already that far we don't have any questions. And a frum guy is buying
at least the Ruga. Yeah, it could be a frum person who had
right. What about Marisayim? You know, the Mechaber tells us in Reish Mem Gimel that it used to be a hot commodity, you know, today Baruch Hashem with Zeicha, that today's yesterday's luxuries are today's necessities. But today, you know, it's an amazing thing. Every person has a shower, a bathroom. Mogad Satan wasn't like that. A person had to go rent to the bathhouse every time he wanted to take a shower. So the case of Eshram Gimel. But you ask your other merchitz la'akum. A person can't rent out his bathhouse to the guy. And like this, the bathhouse could be open. And he'll get payment. He'll receive wages from the guy. He'll charge him rent. So he can't rent it out to the guy. Why? Because people aren't going to know that he leased it to the guy. They don't think it's his, and the guy's working for him. So it's Marisayan. There's an issue, says the Mechaber, he can't go ahead and lease it out to the guy because people are going to think he's an employee of mine, he's working for me. And also, Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva, in Archaim Chelet Galtzim and Samach, that he was against Shabbos clocks. He said that Shabbos clocks is not something which he agreed upon because he felt that he can allow Shabbos clocks. Before you know it, a person with all the automated things, automatic machines, a person be able to conduct business and have whatever he did during the week could work, the same thing on a Shabbos clock. And therefore, besides life, which was already accepted and doesn't make noise, the Moshe was against Shabbos clocks. So maybe he's still there also. Maybe a person has his website on. Maybe that's a problem with Shabbos saying. But one second, when it came to Shabbos clocks, many disagreed with Moshe. Okay. Oh, it's not clear. I think it's coming to him said that he with certain things he did here at Moshe Sora, but Shlomo Zalman was chaylik with him. It's a Tiliezer, Yichav Adas, is a big shuv in Chaylik Beis Simon and Zion. It's chaylik with Moshe. Many places in chaylik with Moshe. The minute today is many have Shabbos clocks. Many shuls have Shabbos clocks. You all use Shabbos clocks. But I want to say maybe you can tie that even according to Moshe, this is different. Because by the case of a Shabbos clock, the person's having an air conditioner turn on in his house. It's everything's happening with Beis Yisrael. Over here by the internet, there's nothing Beis Yisrael. The internet shut. The website is shut. There's nothing going on. So even according to Reb Moshe, one could say that he would agree that a website would be mutter. Because it's a big chiluk. A person has a Shabbos clock turning on air conditioners and machines and things like that. It's not a Beis Yisrael. There's much more of a Maris sign. Over here, the guy's computer's closed. It doesn't open until after Shabbos. So one would venture to say, there's a very compelling story, that even according to Reb Moshe, who held that you can use Shabbos clocks, and many disagreed with Reb Moshe, but over here, where it comes to operating a website in Shabbos, perhaps he could say that even according to Reb Moshe would agree that it would be permitted. So if we break it down, Maris sign, the chur you don't have. Schar Shabbos, we had... Well, yeah, it's out of the tchum, that's right. Right, very good, right. So it's a tchum.
Is that really Marasayan or is that slippery slope?
Yeah, who's worried about a slippery slope?
So Marasayan, is it about you or is it about the person who's watching or assuming?
It's always B'tarich Tchum Yisrael, we're worried about it. Like the Merchitz, it's B'tarich Tchum Yisrael. The Merchitz is also worried about that you're not going to have Shabbos. With all the, you know, the gadgets and the updated technology, before you know it, you know. But here, it's different here. Here, it's a whole different story. So, and Schar Shabbos, we have the Merchitz Yisrael Tilov, this is Schar Shabbos, and we pay for the Zman of Shabbos. Mekach HaMemka, we said that even according to Rabbi Kiva Hege, that stone like the Adonijah says, that you need both plays to sell them to buy you here. Mashenki, if you don't look at Rabbi Kiva Hege, for sure. Even according to Rabbi Kiva Hege, we said that according to Rabbi Nezer, Rabbi Kiva Hege, we masked him. And when it came to Misayeya, we had the Shach. We had the Dogma of Avram. And Lufnaiva, that's for sure, because the Gemara says that you only have Lufnaiva by Trey Abedanaro, but not by Chal Abedanaro. Just wanted to end off. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. But said that's for the Abedanaro. If I have my website open on Shabbos, then maybe it'll affect the Davar Dovah. Maybe then I know my website's open, and I want to know what's maybe it's going to affect my Davar Dovah. I don't know if we discussed that.
Oh, see, but there perhaps you could say that if the computer's off, he doesn't know who's buying, he doesn't know what's happening. Somebody's no Davar Dovah. You're right. Maybe he sits by the table, he's watching everything that's being bored. You're right. But if it's Tamaz, it's shut off, which people do. They don't have it, you know, sitting in the house, the chayyim shouldn't be an issue with the avodah also. That's the, yeah. I mean, the Mashad brings in that story of vending machines also. He says, there's no gzeir shema in Yechayv, and the guy doesn't know what's going on because the machine is miles away.
So
there's no avodah, right.
Problem with
Mark Einen
is that we might have other than seeing that this guy is being conducting visits on Shabbos. On a website, there aren't yidden going checking to see if this guy's website is up on Shabbos.
Right.
So,
that's also true. There's no Marasayan B'chol.
There's no
Marasayan at all. There's a true Reb Moshe. You know, Reb Moshe had a case that he used to get a car ride if the Luftbench, and he used to get a car ride to MTJ. So in the true he writes, and a certain lady told him, you're being Machal Shabbos, because I lit candles, and if I lit candles, you're going to the car. How do you do that? So Reb Moshe said that there's no Marasayan there. Why? Marasayan is always when you choshed a person is doing an Isser that's really Taka Asa. Over here, the lady is mistaken. There's no such gender that a man can't go into a car if the wife lights candles. Marasayan is a person hangs up wet clothes. You can say he washed the clothes. Washing is an issa kibbutz. Here, the lady made up her own halacha that if you're going in the car, if you look, sin, there's an issa. Whoever said such an issa. So much said there's no Marasayan in that. But he says, since it bothers you, I'm not going to take the ride anymore. So you walk. But now it's halacha. You know, they had the whole tumult with the lace top shakers. It's a big tumult. There are many of Kolkari that went out with the lace top shakers. I don't know why Rav Moshe's shuv wasn't mentioned. Moshe has the shuv in the Tzveik Chelik in Ebenezer. Rav Moshe says there's no Marasayan whatsoever. Because it gives off the perception that you think it's human here. He says, first of all, Anisha has a Chesus Kashus. Anisha has a Chesus Kashus. Why should I assume that she's wearing a human hair when she could wear a wig that looks like human hair? It's the person's perception that doesn't make Marasayan. There's a woman, he asks the person, you shave? How do you shave? Maybe use a razor. Herod says no, because there's a way to go ahead and do it with a kosher shaver. So to a very also, and this is true, was written 59 years ago before they made some shakers like that. Allah has come of a comma where the shakers are made like that. For sure, I have a chesed kashus to say that it's a wig and it's not the natural hair. So when I end up for the verb, it's too late, right? Yeah, I'll end up one last verb. Okay. Herod tells us, Rea Nechi Noisin Lefnechem Ayoim, Brochu Klo. Moshe Benu conducts. Klal Yisrael, it's the parting message, the last day of his life. Take notice, there are two paths. There's a path of bracha and there's a path of klala. What's the path of bracha? Asher tishmu laseis es hamitzvos. The path of bracha is the path of mitzvos. Ves haklala asher lo tishmu. The shmaya b'koyel Hashem. Shalzach tekashim. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Gantz Klal Yisrael. Why the Lashon Re'ei in the singular, in the Yachid, should say Re'u? He's talking to the masses, to the plural. And also, imagine you're talking to somebody. I tell you, by the way, I'm talking to you today. When else are you talking to me? Not today? I'm not talking to you yesterday. I'm not talking to you now tomorrow. So Moshe Rabbeinu is standing in front of the whole Klal Yisrael. Re'ei, Anochi, Lasing Lefnechem, Hayon. What's Hayon? What's the pshat? There are three amazing Gemaras in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, all similar Gemaras. But the gist of all three is that there were individuals on the turn of a dime who did a courageous and bold act. And in all those instances, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the editor of Mishnayos, had the same reaction. When the Gemara concludes, V'alzeh bachar Rabbi, yesh koinei lomoi v'harbi shanim, yesh koinei lomoi v'sha'achas. There are those that takes a person a lifetime to accomplish. People at the turn of a dime in a moment could acquire olam haba for all eternity. To cite briefly one example, the Gemara tells us, we just read about it on Tisha B'Av, we read about it every Yom Kippur. Of Chanani ben Tardon, was makal kilis barabim. He gathered, he congregated, he assembled these masses of Yidden to teach them and convey Torah to Klal Yisrael against the Roman edict. And what happens? What happened? They took him, punishable by the pains of death, and they're ready to burn him at the stake. Says the Gemara, they went ahead, they took balls of wool and placed it around his heart in order to prolong his death, to increase the pain and the intensity of the fire and the heat. Amaloi constantly Khani ben Tardin, the executioner is of Khani ben Tardin. Imani Marib shall have this. The Noitlani is a fuga shall center. If I intensify the fire and remove those tufts of the wool, and like this will bring out your death more sudden, more quicker, more hastily. Told him yes. The executioner, against the Roman government, he pulled off the wool from his heart, which hastened the death of Chaim ben Tardin to take away the pain. And afterwards, he knew the executioner that if he doesn't kill himself, the government's going to kill him. He jumps into the fire, concludes the Gemara of Yalzeb Bachar Rebbe. And it's on this that Rebbe cried, Yeshkoinei Lome B'Shachas, Yeshkoinei Lome B'Har B'Shonim. There are people, it takes a lifetime. They acquire eternity, and there are those who acquire it in an instant and in a moment. Shalzach Bekashi, Yisab Chayim Shalom Adetz. You mean to tell me that Rebbe, the Yehuda Hanasi, the great editor of the Mishnayos, he was complaining and he was upset, and he's wailing that what took me a lifetime to accomplish takes this person one moment? Is that really what Rebbe was disturbed about? He says, the Chayim Shmulevitz perished the thought. That's not the meaning of the Gemara. You know what Rebbe was saying? What Rebbe was saying is that you see what it means, a moment of inspiration. What it means that a person acts on an opportunity, on a chance that's given to him, that there are those moments that if a person capitalizes on those moments and utilizes that inspiration, is able to be koinei lama eternity, to change the entire dynamics of his soul on one instant. And who knows how many times those opportunities were given to myself and I let those moments pass. So you say, okay, we're talking about an act of a serious nefesh. A person is ready to give up his life. But the emphasis is that when it comes to ruchnius, when it comes to a person having an aliyah, when it comes to spirituality, there's no barriers, there's no limitations, and there are no mechitzas. What a person could utilize on a moment of inspiration and an opportunity that's given to him, a person could metamorphosize his soul. I met recently, just a few days ago, I met a doctor, professional, told me he finished Shas for the fifth time. The fifth time he made a Siyam HaShas. Had it all start. He finished Gan Shas five times. You know what that means? A professional person, and now he's a master of and wherever you see him, he's been Kaveitim Matayro. His life changed. His wife's life changed. His children, his whole life is different. You know what started? It started with one conviction, one resolve, one commitment, One saved him. And he had a geshmakim. He had an inspiration in starting the daf and learning a gemara, having a chavisa, and that ignited a spark. And when he ignites the spark, when he lights that small flame, it's limitless. It's endless. There's no limitations we could bring a person to. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Lo Bashemayim. It's so close to you. It's loyba shemayim. It's not at the other end of the sky. It's an inadequate speech. It doesn't make sense. You tell a person asks you that. How long does it take to drive to the mountains? You go to the mountains. How long does it take? So you tell the guy, listen, it's not like driving to the moon. It's not like you're taking a flight to Israel. But it's around the corner. The merchik doesn't make sense. You tell the guy, listen, it's not 18 hours. It's 12 hours. So how does Moshe Rabbeinu say, Loi ba'ashemayim, ki kor v'lech adov moi? Ask a person, how much does the house cost? I want to purchase a home. No, it's not $2 million, it's a quarter. You don't talk like that. It's not $2 million, it's $1.5 million. What's Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael? Loi ba'ashemayim, don't think it's at the other end of the world. Ki kor v'lech adov moi, it's v'ficha, it's v'vodcha, it's so tangible, it's in front of you. The merchik just doesn't make sense. And even more so, is that taka true? It's Loi ba'ashemayim. Ask a person that he thinks, and he dreams he can become Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It's not Loi Bashemayim. I guarantee you that every person honestly believes that he can become a millionaire faster and quicker than he can become Reb Chaim Kanievsky. No doubt. And the biggest riot is because we believe that we can become millionaires. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu mean Loi Bashemayim? It's not true. You know what the Teretz is? The Teretz is what Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching Klal Yisrael. That when it comes to a davar ruchni, when it comes to something spiritual, a person makes that one conviction, that one resolve, that one commitment. He opens up that Pesach Pich, he opens up that small hole. There's no boundaries. Where it could lead a person, where it could take a person, it's limitless. It's Kikar Ve'lecha Adav Moid. What the end result could become. Growing up in yeshiva, I mean, we had friends growing up together, regular guys. We're learning together in elementary school and high school, Mesmerdish, and out of nowhere, person has a flash of inspiration and he becomes mechuzik and he started learning night state and he got a geshmak in learning. And the person today is a goyim. Person that makes a commitment to be mischazik and tefillah becomes a different mensch. His life becomes different. His children become different. One conviction, one resolve. It's kikoy v'lecha adav moit. Pesach pilcha kemachat. Ribbono Shel Olam says, open up that small pesach, that small opening, and you'll see that he eftach lechok v'pischo shalulam. That's a Rebbe cried about. What it means, an opportunity to capitalize and utilize a moment of inspiration. Who knows how many times I let that pass? So Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. Re'ei. It's not Re'u. It's Re'ei. It's to every single individual. It's to every single Yochanan in Klal Yisrael. Every single Jew has his moment. As his koyach, as his talent, as his unique strength, as the wherewithal that in his life he's given those moments of inspiration. Hayoyim, it could be a regular day. Doesn't mean the ilubayim kippah. Doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah b'tkiya shoyfah. It's hayoyim, it's a regular day. Let me just end off with one last word. This is a moridic word, and I hope this is emes lamikdo. This is emes lamikdo. You all know the story of Yitzhak Tzadik. You know the story. The Lechet Shavu writes that in the Nisroin of Yosef HaTzadik was compounded with that intensity, the Nisroin of every Yid from the beginning of creation until the times of Mashiach, that the Lechet Shavu was compounded in the Nisroin of Yosef HaTzadik. Atke Dekafte, when he was able to withstand the Nisroin, Gan's Klal Yisrael was zeichet that he changed our very spiritual DNA. He metamorphosized the souls of Klal Yisrael that no one sinned, no one succumbed to chet in a land of Mitzrayim, the immoral and decadent land, the land of promiscuity. All the years, shifted kindness Yisrael, no one succumbed to chet. Why? Because it was embedded in Yosef HaTzadik, which he gave over to Klal Yisrael, this level of Kedusha. The Chidor writes, if Yosef would have sinned, the whole world would have been destroyed. But Zoch the Pasuk, how did the story begin? The narrative begins, the story of Yosef HaTzadik, where he transformed and transcended himself and he earned the title of Yosef HaTzadik. How did it start? They said the Gemara in Sotis, and the Chogis of the Pasuk means, One man dom says v'yaviyam lasis malachta means malachta mamish. He came with the intention to do the other. The chalamer v'yaviyam hayoy means it means malachta mamish. It means he went to go to work. He didn't have a mind to do the sin. Shtozach tekash. If you tell me it means v'yaviyam lasis malachta, he had a mind to commit the other. To come to chet. I understand. It's a vital narrative. It's an integral message to the narrative of the story. That what Yosef was thinking before the day started while he was traveling there. But if it was a regular day that he's going to work, why is that important for the Torah, who doesn't waste a letter? Nothing's superfluous. Everything's precise, exact. Gans Masechta Sivomis has learned that in one pasuk. That's the way you start the beginning of the chapter. It was a regular day that Yosef is going in to do work, to clean the laundry, to knock in some nails, to fix the locks on the doors. What's that again to the Maisa? You know what the Torah is? I believe this is the pshat. So the pasuk, Vayobi Hayoyim Lassis Malachti. It could be a regular day. And in that hayoyim, in that regular day, it's not Yom Kippur, it's a regular work day. A person can be given the opportunity. That if he utilizes the chance, he changes himself, his soul, the Netzach Nitzachim for all eternity. Yalzeh Bachar Rebbe. That was the message of Moshe Rabbeinu. Re'ei to every single yachid. Eventually, Shchodesh Elul next week. Let's utilize the talents to be mischazik, whether it's in our gemilas chesed, whether it's in our tefillah, whether it's in our limud Torah. Let's capitalize on those moments of inspiration. A person can never know. When it comes to ruchnius, it's endless, it's limitless. The boundaries and the heights that a person could reach. We should not be soifa. Everybody should get benched. We should be nachas, we need children. We should have a year, a good year, a year of bracha. Thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you for coming.